There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of holster I run for everything. Check them out. They're well worth the look. I'm sort of a blunt object. I'm not very refined. I'm not very honed. I try to analyze things as best I can, but I'm never going to get up there, and I'm never going to be one of these deep thinkers. But I know a deep thinker, and I rely on him and the stuff he writes. And you can catch his stuff at. He's one of the gun rights examiners. He's got the War on Guns blog. He writes for, I believe, Guns Magazine. He writes for everybody. He's very quick. He's very quick. Quick on the draw when he's throwing a topic out there. Joined again, I think, maybe the first time since I've been here. Maybe the second or third. I don't know. Joined again by David Kodrick. Good morning, sir.
Well, if you want a deep thinker, Bill, should I go get my wife?
Go get her, but we can, while she's doing whatever she's doing, let's me and you talk.
All right. How you doing, my friend? I understand that you had the health issues, and I'm delighted to hear that you're back. You sound strong.
It's an ongoing thing. The thing about this particular malady is that they tell you what's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, and something else happens. So it's like playing 52 pickup with some cards that have motor oil on them. It's funny, I'm telling you. You like me, like Larry Pratt, believe that amnesty is a problem for most things constitutional, including and definitely focusing in on the Second Amendment.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, all credible research and polling shows that by creating this amnesty pathway to citizenship, which Homeland Security honcho Jed Johnson says that they have earned, essentially what you're going to do is you're going to create a massive influx of Democrat voters and anti-gun voters. And my challenge to anyone who dismisses that is, okay, fine. I understand that you may know some people who are, you know, not falling into that category, but don't give us anecdotes and don't give us platitudes. If you have knowledge that says that this is not so, why don't you produce it so that the rest of us can look at it and validate it? And, of course, that will never happen because they can't.
Well, unlike most people out there that write about the stuff that happens in the Second Amendment, you're naming names. One of the problems you're having out there with the advocacy is that Pratt and Gun Owners of America are the only ones that are actually out there saying anything like this.
Yeah, it's true. And unfortunately, you know, you have to name names. Look, I don't do this to start fights with individuals. You know, that's not pleasant. You know, and it's not something I look forward to get into a scrap with somebody who's a lot bigger than me. I mean, you know, if you remember being in junior high school or something like that and having a situation like that, it's not something you look forward to after school. you have to do it because very real people are doing things that are going to have a very real impact on nothing. nothing less than the destruction of the Republic. And that may sound like hyperbole, but what do you think is going to happen? Yeah, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Democrat Kurt Schrader, representative from Oregon, said that this will decide who controls the country for the next 20 to 30 years. That means forget all the legislative gains we've enjoyed to date. Forget all the judicial gains that we've gained to date, because the federal courts are, you know, the judges are confirmed by the legislatures. And if those are controlled by the anti-gun Democrats, you're going to be getting anti-gun activist judges on the bench. And the last two cases that the Supreme Court weighed in on, where they said it was an individual right and that that it couldn't, you know, be restricted by the states either, those were 5-4 decisions. We're one vote away from having that shifted, and you better believe the Supreme Court has reversed precedent in the past, and they will certainly do it again if they can't be opposed. And meanwhile, the gutless establishment Republicans are basically aiding and abetting the whole process, whether it's in the name of cheap labor or whatever else it is. They are basically helping to ensure a pathway to citizenship. Bill, you got two major candidates that are up right now for the Republican nomination for president. One is Jeb Bush. One is Scott Walker, and their position and their verbiage on immigration reform, that's the buzzword that they use to try to distract people from their talk in amnesty, is identical to Hillary Clinton's. Identical.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes me wonder about these guys. Now, you pointed out in a column the other day where Alan Gottlieb, who's the Second Amendment Foundation, is endorsing Grover Norquist, who's up for re-election on the NRA board. I did not know he was on the NRA board until I saw this. This is how close of attention I pay to the NRA board. But that's a big problem for me. I was actually thinking about joining them again. That Norquist sits on the board.
Yeah,
he's not a gun guy.
Norquist has been on the board for some time. This is to re-up him, and he has been put on again by the nominating committee. And this is the thing. We don't really have a transparent means of knowing where any of the board candidates stand on the issues. It's not like NRA creates a central resource. They give us these sanitized bios in the magazine that comes out with the candidates and the ballot on it. Well, so and so is, you know, great with NRA youth programs and steel target shooting and hunts deer. Okay, well, that doesn't tell me, is so and so going to be a hardcore red meat veins in my teeth, you know, gun activist. And Norquist is the entree for NRA management in Fairfax to have influence with many other so-called conservative groups that Norquist and people like him are influential with, and many politicians. And NRA has consistently refused to consider that amnesty, with all the dire effects that we talked about, that I challenge NRA, I challenge Alan Gottlieb, I challenge Grover Norquist to come up with something, again, not platitudes, okay, not anecdotes, but you give us credible data that we can review and validate to refute the fact that, you know, basically this will change who controls the country for the next 20 to 30 years. And they won't score it. Only Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America will score a politician supporting or opposing amnesty as an anti or a pro-gun action and vote. And that is what we need to do. And by Gottlieb coming out and saying, no, we're not going to get into this, and I'm going to endorse Grover Norquist for the NRA board, and that amnesty is not a gun issue, that is not a true statement. I would debate anyone on that.
All right.
I'd debate him on that.
We're going into break. Hang on for me. I got something else I want to hit you with when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Only thing I run. I can run the same holster I use for concealed carry tactically on a drop leg rig because of the RTI retention system. Check them out. Joined again by the second most analytical mind in the Kodria household. We're joined by David Kodria. David, we got to see the ATF retreat yesterday, and what do you think?
Remember the Terminator? Where he says, "I'll be back."
Yeah.
They will be back. I mean, they said as much. They're not ready to do anything at this time because of the reaction that they got. Once the political opportune time appears for them to be able to do it, you know, which includes when the legislatures and the courts are solidly in the anti-gun camp, which I would like to return to the last topic for just a couple seconds.
Certainly, sir.
After we're done with this particular topic. But the bottom line is they said they'll be back, and they have the precedent. They still have the power to ban ammunition based on the lame excuses that they did this time, that somehow someone can build a handgun for it. You know, in April of last year, ATF issued a special advisory banning importation of the 7N6 5.45x39 ammo for exactly the same reasons, that
right.
It was not considered sporting, that it was armor-piercing, you know, as if, you know, any rifle ammo is not with what we're talking about. And, you know, because ATF's analysis also concluded the ammunition could be used in a commercially available handgun, even though this obscure Polish-made 5.45x39 Onyx 89S pistol. I understand like 200 of them were made and that they were never even sold in this country, but somebody, you know, applied to import it. I mean, gosh, if I were Michael Bloomberg, I would be paying, you know, some renegade, gunsmith to build me handguns that take every caliber out there just so that ATF could ban it. But the bottom line is, and it's fine and good to come up with the arguments, well, you know, the ball ammo that they banned this time, it isn't really meeting the definition of armor piercing. It doesn't really have the solid steel core. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do that. I mean, that's all fine and good to point that out, but it's dancing around the edges, because what is it that shall not be infringed? It's the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And what kind of arms should the people have? The type of arms that, per the Miller decision, okay, everybody says the Miller decision was such a horrible loss for us because we couldn't, we couldn't prove that a short barrel shotgun had militia utility, but that was the key. The court held a weapon falls under Second Amendment protection if it is, quote, any part of the ordinary military equipment or that its use could contribute to the common defense. So that when you have people saying, well, we should ban AR-15s because they're not in common use at the time, it's not what's in common use for hunting ducks. It's what is in common use to bring to a battlefield to be able to defeat a modern infantry. That was the intent behind the armed populace in the Second Amendment. Nothing less than that.
At this particular time, now, I think a lot of those senators sent this letter or made these statements based upon what their constituents were hitting them with, sort of like with Manchin Toomey. Should this be the time where Congress moves and says, well, we're really glad that you voluntarily decided not to ban this non-designed armor-piercing ammo here, but we're going to put some things in place where you can't, you know, you don't have the statutory authority to do it in the first place, and we're going to just make sure you understand that. Couldn't they do that?
One would think if they want to have an actual impact as opposed to just get their name on a letter that doesn't cost them really anything to join with the popular demand. It doesn't really cost them anything to say, I signed this letter, but then didn't really do anything else about it. But come election time, they can say, see how pro-gun I am? And the fact that they're with the other hand, they're helping amnesty get secured so that all this gets destroyed down the road, you know, people will never hear about it. And so in some cases, it's a real diversionary tactic to get people thinking, oh, well, this guy's my friend. This guy's pro-gun. You know, I wrote to my senator, Rob Portman. Yeah, we're naming names.
Yeah.
And basically said, you know, I want you to do something concrete about this. And I got back the Amendment. I have been given A ratings by the NRA. I'm this and I'm that. And it was just a boilerplate humma-humma that some staffer saw, okay, this is a Second Amendment-related communication, so I better go down the menu here. This is column A. Okay, I'm supposed to give this canned response, whether it addresses the mail or not. Okay, so this is why these guys can get away with saying, you know, what great pals of ours they are without ever actually doing anything.
Yeah.
And if I could, real quickly, on this amnesty thing. NRA, SAF, Wayne LaPierre, Alan Gottlieb, Chris Cox, all you guys supporting Grover Norquist for the NRA Board of Directors, you can explain, you probably won't because my voice is a lot, you know, less reaching than yours, so you won't have to explain why Grover Norquist keeps standing with Michael Bloomberg's amnesty lobby group. That's a headline from Breitbart, okay?
Yeah.
And Grover goes with the Partnership for a New American Economy, which is Michael Bloomberg's amnesty lobby, and the bottom line is these guys, these pro-gun guys who are supporting Grover Norquist are de facto allowing him to be a bridge to allow them to team up with Michael Bloomberg and to oppose guys like me and guys I support like Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America. That's the demarcation right there. Whose side are you on? Well, apparently, guys, explain why you're on Michael Bloomberg's side.
When in the run-up for this last election, Lindsey Graham, my senior senator, who pulls out his very dusty AR and he'll go to a local range and shoot it, and dust is flying off of it while he does it because that's his Second Amendment moment. We found out that he had received about $200,000 from Bloomberg, and he was being primaried. And I got Pratt to come down and endorse one guy that was in the primary against him, but it was the guy didn't really have much organization. But I also went to the state GOP to ask them about Bloomberg's money going to Lindsey Graham and why they hadn't pointed that out in the interest of disclosure. They didn't really want to talk about it. So, I mean, I don't sit back. I'm waiting to see some Republicans. We'll talk about, you know, I don't want to. We're coming up on the next break. We'll carry this. Have you got the time?
Yeah, I'll stick with you, sure.
Right, stick with me. We'll be right back talking to David Kodria of the Gun Rights Examiner, War on Guns blog, Guns Magazine. He's just everywhere. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy good close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. That's the only kind of holster I run. I don't know what kind of holster David runs because David is really clandestine with his stuff. Let's see, we got a call coming in here, David. Let me see if we can. Okay, he wants to talk about what you. I think he wants to talk about what you. Put him on hold and let's go. There we go. Joined by Tyson. Yes, sir. You want to talk about the NRA and freedom? You're on the line with David Kodria and me.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I was calling to find out. What exactly is going on with y'all's, I'm not going to say sister counterpart, but what is going on with the NRA in Grover North?
David, you want to answer that?
I believe that he provides a conduit for them to get to other people of power and influence in government and provides access that way with other influential groups that they can partner with. That's all I can figure out, and that it is within their interest to continue to present candidates who they can tell us are pro-gun candidates, but are typically very flawed. Now, look, I don't think anybody, you know, looking at politics, is under the illusion that we're ever going to get the perfect candidate. And one of the critiques I hear of my work is that the perfect is the enemy of the good, and politics is the art of the possible. Well, first of all, selling out the country is not the good. And some of us are going to have to be the lonely voices on the wall out there telling people that. And I would just have the rejoinder that freedom then may be the art of the impossible, but we're going to keep trying for it. And at some point, you know, we keep getting fed that, Well, Lee Atwater was the late Lee Atwater used to be the head of the Republican National Committee, and he repeatedly said about gun owners, who else are they going to vote for? So in other words, they can feed us whatever they want, and we're going to be so scared of the Democrats that we're going to go ahead and we're going to let the we're going to let the Republicans betray us and stab us in the back at every opportunity.
I have to take issue with that. My problem is World Net Daily has written a lot of good articles about Grover Norquist, and Grover Norquist, the more you read, he's friends with George Bush Jr. That ought to jump out and make you puke. But I didn't realize until I had the chance to do some research on it. Grover Norquist's wife has a very interesting resume. She is involved in several of the Muslim Brotherhood spinoffs. I think Grover Norquist's sister, I think, maybe is married to a Muslim. But, at some point, yeah, we've always, conservatives have always been taken for granted. But you've got too many conservatives that are not educated. They just belong to NRA, and they think that solves the problem. My God, they need to find out who they're giving their money to. Grover Norquist ain't a friend of, I don't think he has a real affinity for Jews or Christians. I mean, let's face it, Franklin Graham is the only one who has the balls to call this out. He said it's a religion of war. It's a false religion. And hell, I mean, what did George Bush say? All religions worship the same God. Well, that's living proof. George Bush Jr. didn't get in Harvard. He's a damn idiot. And I'm a very conservative person, but the only person who had more doctored help getting in Harvard than Barack Obama was definitely George Bush Jr. And I voted for George Bush Jr. I didn't know any better. So, I mean, what is your take on the Norquist Bush cozy relationship?
Well, I think that I have seen that Norquist actually badmouthed Jeb Bush in favor of Scott Walker. But the thing is,
that doesn't say much for Scott Walker, then, does it?
No, Scott Walker and Jeb Bush, and they essentially they use the same rhetoric. They won't say amnesty. They'll say, well, first we have to secure our borders, meaning everybody here is going to be staying here and outvoting us and becoming citizens and having babies that become citizens and outvote us. And then we need immigration reform, which does not include anything other than giving a pathway to citizenship. Jeb Bush, Scott Walker have identical positions as Hillary Clinton. There's absolutely no difference. And what we're getting into...
David, are you still there?
Can you not hear me?
I lost you at what we're getting into.
Repeat what
you said after what we're getting. We're getting into what?
Well, let me just say this, because getting midstream, my brain doesn't reverse. I'm not as smart as the wife. We established that at the beginning of the hour.
Yes, sir.
But Carol Quigley, professor, wrote a book, Tragedy and Hope. He was a great influence on a young Bill Clinton. And he has a great quote I like to use. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to doctrinaire and academic thinkers. In other words, we've been conned, bare-ass naked in the town square conned, if I can say that on your radio program.
I believe
so. Okay?
Yeah. I believe so.
You know, and this is just... This is just a big con job, because it leads us to the same results, even though we hear different rhetoric. There are people, there are moneyed people, there are ruling people who want to steer things. They control politics. They control the media. They're the ones that stamp out the Tea Party candidates. And again, the problem with the Tea Party is, what is the Tea Party? There's probably a dozen groups out there calling themselves Tea Party. Most of them just scamming money off the gullible that your call-in guest was referring to. The people who want to do the right thing, but they're not necessarily that informed about doing the right thing. So they're the ones who fall for, these emails and things like that you can help defeat this if you spend money and send a fax blast that's going to go to Democratic legislators who laugh at you, okay? It's a game. And It's incumbent on us.
Okay, turn your computer down or whatever you're listening on. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That, I believe we were getting. Tyson, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Good.
Okay. Keep your computer turned down.
Yeah, okay.
Everything will be cool. So does that answer your question as far as, because we're just coming up on the break. Does that clear a few things for you?
You answered the question, and I hadn't been listening to you lately. My computer's been out, but the American people, we have a choice between feces and feces, and until they wake up to that, wrestling is not real. Unfortunately, a lot of people think wrestling real, but enjoy your guest today. Take care. Enjoy
yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree with you, David. I don't see a whole lot of difference. They could make a difference, though. They could make a difference. Are you about out of time, or you got time for one more segment?
I'll hit with you till the top of the hour there. Okay, bottom of the hour, whatever you call it.
Next hour is what I call. I never get that right. I don't know if it's top of the hour, bottom of the hour. What is it there, Punisher? Is it the top of the hour when we come? Okay, so till the top of the hour. That's how long the show lasts anyway. Real quick, before we go to break, where can they find you and your writings?
Oh, okay, couple places. DavidCodria.com, that's my name, DavidCodria, one word, .com. Also, WarOnGuns.com, one word, WarOnGuns.com, and GunsMagazine.com. And when we do come back, I'd like to talk at least for a minute about meeting a bear in the woods with a .357 Magnum, which you were talking about before I came on.
Very good. We'll do that. We'll do that. We'll be right back on a Wednesday with David Codria. This is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com, the only thing I run, only thing I wear. Do check them out. My guest this hour, as we go ahead to the top of the hour, now that we know the true meaning of what that means, is David Kodria from the War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance blog, Guns Magazine, Gun Rights Examiner, and he wanted to talk about meeting a bear in the woods with a .357 Magnum.
Well, yeah, you were talking about that in the hour before I came on.
Yes, sir.
And I actually had that experience. It was many years ago. My kids were still little ones at the time. Now they're bigger than me, and they can each take me. Okay, that's a different subject. But Mars was at its closest approach to Earth. We were up in the mountains, up in a cabin. And we were out there looking at it, and it was getting kind of chilly, and I decided to go back to the van behind the cabin and get a jacket, and the kids are on the porch, and we're looking at Mars, and as I'm coming back, all of a sudden, about 20 feet away, I see a dark shadow move, and my eyes adjust, and I recognize it's a bear. And I screamed, and I drew a Smith & Wesson 640, .357 Magnum, 5 shots. And I was very proud of myself because when I screamed, it sounded like a roar. It didn't sound like a little girl, okay? And we were just kind of staring at each other, and I start backing up very slowly, you know, with, you know, aim leveled and talking in a low voice. Look, you know, you don't want me. I certainly don't want to find out if I want you or not. And, you know, get to where my peripheral vision sees the boys on the front porch and side out of the side of my mouth, get inside the house. What? Get inside the house. And we got inside, and fortunately, it was an incident without incident, you know, aside from, you know, a good reminder on, you know, when you're in the woods, you should at least, you know, and who knows? I mean, you know, maybe my attitude of not fleeing, maybe whatever, was enough, or maybe the bear just didn't care. I mean, you know, I can't claim that this was an actual defensive gun use or anything. I did find out after talking to some people that a week earlier, some ladies had been staying at a nearby cabin, and they thought it was a cute idea to leave their after-dinner scraps out for the bear and watch him eat from the porch because it's so cute.
How precious.
Yeah, no doubt, you know, Los Angeles progressives that would be horrified if they thought that I was out there in the woods with my children with a gun.
Well,
that's the story, but you were talking about that.
What kind of bear was it? Do you remember?
It must have been a black bear. I mean, this was the Sierras up in California, up Sequoia National Forest. So, it wouldn't have been a big brown or anything like that up there.
Well, I mean, if black bears don't normally stare you down. I mean, I see anything that big, and I don't care if, 150-pound bear, I've got him on weight already. I don't care. I see a bear moving. First of all, I have to go in the woods to see a bear. It's been a while since I've been in the woods hiking around, but it just stuns me. Some of the people that will go out on a trail or go to a cabin in the woods, and they'll go up there and they've got their, they've left their laptop and their phone doesn't get signal and all this other stuff because they want to get disconnected. But they go up there without a care in the world and without anything to defend themselves against the natural inhabitants of the wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it's but you see the same thing. I remember when my oldest boy was still in college, okay, and I had to pick him up from a night class. There was some problem with the car, so I needed to go pick him up, and waiting for him in the parking lot and seeing these co-eds walk by in the dark with their Androids or their iPhones plastered to their heads, talking, absolutely oblivious to their surroundings, walking off down the trail and thinking, it reminded me of, you remember the movie The Time Machine with Rod Taylor and Yvette Mimieux, and he meets this race of wimps called the Eloi that live in the future, and they're raised and eaten by this savage race called the Morlocks, and it reminded me of the Eloi, just walking around oblivious to the fact that, you're basically food for some predator. And you're oblivious to the fact.
I saw the remake with Guy Pearce.
Yeah,
it probably wasn't as good as the original.
That one didn't do it for me, and even the original wasn't as compelling of a story as the book itself by Wells was, which I read. Even though the guy was a Fabian socialist, he certainly was at times a visionary. And the guy could write, I'll tell you that much.
One of the things that strikes me is that, I know that in national parks, I just pointed this out in the chat room, I know in national parks that you couldn't carry guns, but you can now. But I remember within the last 10 or 15 years, I remember in North Carolina where a serial killer figured out that there would be a lot of campers in this one in Pisgah National Forest up there just enjoying nature without a gun with him, and he operated for about a year and a half in Pisgah National Forest without running up against anybody that gave him any fight whatsoever. He was able to operate free and clear because I don't want to say that this is speaking ill of the dead, but I'm never going to be one of these that go somewhere and say, well, I'm going to be disconnected with my phone, my laptop, and my gun. Not a care in the world. I'm going to conjoin with nature. I'm going to hug the trees. I'm going to swim in the streams. I'm going to be armed. Whatever else I'm doing, I'm going to be armed. That'll be item number one. I'm armed. Then I might get dressed. I mean, but I'm always going to be armed.
Well, right. Yeah, the predators love gun-free zones, don't they?
Yeah.
This is why, we have... this controversy with the Mall of America, where the terrorists have said this is one of our targets because we were so successful with the mall in Kenya. We're going to transpose this over to Minneapolis or some other place in the States, and you find out that they have no gun signs posted. And it's just like school shootings. And look, you got guys like Colonel Dave Grossman, who authored The Bulletproof Mind and has a wonderful DVD video set with his seminar on there. And he gives this chilling recounting of what happened when the Chechen terrorists took over the school in Beslan and all the people that they killed and just the horrible stories. And honest to God, Bill, it's like you put yourself in this situation. I have never felt more vulnerable than when I was ordered and compelled to be on jury duty in Compton, California. So I couldn't not go. Because
yeah.
They'd send a sheriff to come get me, okay, and I'm not ready to die on that hill. And yet, to come into the building, you need to go through the metal detector. So that I would have to go from the parking lot to the courthouse past all the friends and relatives of some really scary gang people that are getting tried in there for some really scary crimes. And yet the state compels you to be defenseless in that situation. Not a good thing.
You know, Norquist buddy Jay Johnson said at the Mall of America, just be aware. Just be aware of what's going on. And I guess that's so when, you know, if the small unit tactics trained crack terror unit breaks into the Mall of America, you can see it. You'll be aware that it's happening. You'll see it. I don't know. One more time, tell everybody where they can find David Kodrea and the stuff he writes and talks about on a daily basis.
Okay, well, davidkodrea.com, davidkodrea.com, and that'll take you to my Gun Rights Examiner articles. And if you, you know, I get people, well, there's too many pop-ups, there's too many autoplay videos. Tell you what, Adblock is a free app that you can put on. And
it works.
See them. You're not bothered by them, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to get information there. You're not, look, you just heard information on this program that you're not hearing on MSNBC, didn't you? Okay? And it's incumbent that you be more than consumers of this information. Please be force multipliers. Tell people about Bill's program because this is what it depends on. He doesn't have the huge advertising budget. He needs listeners who this stuff resonates with to spread the word and bring more people in. Also, waronguns.com, waronguns, one word, .com. And I write the monthly Rights Watch column for Guns Magazine. They are gunsmagazine.com.
Check them out. David, thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Always a pleasure. Good health to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Folks, we'll do this again in about 22 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this very clearly. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.